Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from 2 Timothy chapter 3. As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. This is the text. Paul goes on to say, the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. Unfortunately, I believe the time is here. It's increasingly difficult to find people who want to have a meaningful conversation about God. You go into any bookstore not located on one of our seminary campuses, and you go to the religion section, and you will find a whole lot of New Age spirituality, religious commentary by those who are little more than self-help cheerleaders, and increasingly there are more and more books on the occult. Not how to avoid it, but how to participate in it. It really comes down to what Paul first said to Timothy. Continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. You need to have a good teacher. You need to have a faithful teacher. Paul says elsewhere that if anyone proclaims a gospel that is in any way different from what I have told you, understand that they are servants of Satan, disguising themselves as servants of righteousness. From 2 Corinthians 11. This is why we need to be, as Paul says, acquainted with the sacred writings, trained in righteousness, competent, and equipped for every good work. We need to be ready to answer when our faith gets questioned. This is why we have our children study the catechism as they confirm the faith of their baptism. And the catechism is not just for children. There's a reason we print a portion of it every week in the bulletin from Luther's Small and Large Catechism. And for the confirmation students, understand nobody likes doing memory work. I hated it when I was going through confirmation. And my dad was my pastor, so I really had no choice. But those words are still with me. And they support and sustain my faith every day. The Bible passages that I studied and memorized at Martin Luther School in Louisville, Kentucky, they have been the foundation of my baptismal faith for more than 40 years. If my education had been according to what my young, itching ears wanted to hear, I wouldn't have chosen that curriculum. It's like what I've heard over the years from, certain students at St. James Lutheran School. There are current and former students at the fine institution who think that the school day should consist of, recess, lunch, PE, art, and maybe music, with the emphasis on recess. Now, if that were the curriculum, the students at St. James would all tell their friends they go to the coolest school in town. School's so much fun. The students would think that it was the most fantastic school until the time came for them to depart. And only then would they realize that they are completely unprepared for what lies ahead in the life to come. If St. James would strip out its core teaching and just focus on recess and playtime, the kids may think it's really cool at the time, but it would be a great disservice to them. We gather together and do things that the world around us thinks is really odd. We just confessed the Nicene Creed, and we do it each week before we come to receive the body and blood of Christ our Lord. Because this is the doctrinal statement and confession of the Christian church, and has been since the 4th century. This is what Christians have done for hundreds and hundreds of years, because this is the way Christ Church has announced that we are a part of Christ Church. If we would strip out the core teachings of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if we would not bother to talk about Jesus Christ being of one substance of the Father, that he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. If we would strip out what Scripture says about God and his saving work, then we would no longer be members of the body of Christ and his church. As we gather around God's word and sacraments, as we confess our faith in the crucified and risen Savior, as we speak and sing the words of the liturgy drawn from Scripture, as we gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven in the union and communion we have in Christ, the world mocks us, says, why would you want to spend valuable time on a weekend doing these things? Such a beautiful morning. Why? Why do we do this? Because, as Paul says, all Scripture is breathed out by God. The words of Scripture contain the most beautiful and joyous message we can hear. You have a Father in heaven who loves you so much that he sent his Son to suffer and die, so that the guilt of your sin is separated from you as far as the east is from the west, as Scripture says. You have a Savior who offered his broken body and shed blood on the altar of the cross, and he continues to offer his broken body and shed blood to you in, with, and under the form of bread and wine. You have been called to faith through the work of the Holy Spirit. You've been adopted by God, called by name, made to be his child. And when we gather each week around the God-breathed word and around his sacraments, as we gather in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it is a joyful event. But where I really see the value of what we have within the church, what we have within what we do here on a Sunday morning, where I see it most is when I visit people during the week. Especially, you go to the nursing home, and focusing on the Word of God, you see the value of this. You see the value of teaching the catechism, having a consistent liturgy, having hymns that are rich and deep in meaning. It gives the opportunity for words and music. That life of the church to be a part of someone even when they are separated from the physical congregation. So often, especially when dealing with those who have Alzheimer's or forms of dementia, communicating is a challenge. However, when I start in with the liturgy, they are right there with me. And to see the Word of God pouring out from within them, to see the life of the church still in their hearts, it is an awe-inspiring event. It is beautiful to see the joy of the communion they have with Christ, even though they might not even recognize me anymore. However, for those of us who are blessed to come here whenever we please, we need to remember that just having Bibles and hymnals in the pew and a copy of Luther's Catechism on our shelf at home doesn't mean that you have good theology. Having good theology means we also have good practice. What we do in our daily life needs to match the belief of our teachings. It needs to match what we know as God's will from Scripture. And Paul says all Scripture is breathed out by God, profitable for teaching and for training in righteousness, God's word fills you. Jesus says, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So throughout your week, does the word of God that fills you fill your speech? Or are there other words coming out? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How is that body treated in light of the will of God? You are nourished with the body of Christ. The blood of Christ is in you. Yet Paul says, even if you can understand all of the mysteries of God and have a faith that can move mountains, if you do not demonstrate this with love, says in his letter to the Corinthians, then you are just a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. Paul reminds Timothy of those who taught him the word of God. We heard 2 weeks ago who that was in our epistle reading. His grandmother Lois and his mother named Eunice. From the time that he was a baby, his good teachers were present and active. Be present and active in the life of your family. Show your faith by being faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to the authorities over you. And be faithful to the ones God has placed in your care. Know your Bible. All Scripture is breathed out by God. It's the foundation of our faith. And know your catechism. It's such a clear and concise interpretation of the Word of God. And rejoice that you are a child of God and a part of the family of our Redeemer. Not just of our Redeemer Lutheran Church, the congregation, but you are a member of the body of Christ. We have a great message. It's the same message proclaimed by St. Paul. We proclaim Christ crucified. We proclaim Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We proclaim the sacred writings breathed out by God, which have made us wise for salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.